It's the oldest segment of Interstate Highway in Colorado that has not been rebuilt. It was constructed in the 1950s, before current safety standards were created. CDOT project manager Joe DeHart says the outdated physical design means a higher accident rate.
We've got shoulders that are narrow, we've got curves that are tight, on and off ramps that are too short or non-existent.
The project plans include widening the highway to 6 lanes, adding shoulders, and improving interchanges. It's been 13 years since CDOT held the first public meetings about the planning process. Most locals see the need, but many are worried about the impact on hundreds of homes, businesses, and public places in the construction corridor. Doug Hunter's used car dealership is near the highway.
Well, 10 years ago, we were going to be out in 2 or 3 years, and now it's a decade later, and it looks like it's going to impact us less. But it's an evolving plan, so it's really hard to say.
While loss of properties and increased noise were among the major concerns, Jackie Fisher was one of many who spoke on behalf of a decades-old display of wildlife statuary at the Star Nursery that could be blocked by a noise wall.
People enjoy seeing it on the highway. The little kids for generations have waited until they can see the display. They name them. They name all the animals. It's a monument for Pueblo.
CDOT's DeHart says they'll be able to address concerns like the noise wall as the design build process takes place.
What we don't have figured out is the actual design of that. The planning document, if you looked at it as like a percent, we've got about 5% of design in the environmental impact statement. So we don't know exact elevations. We don't know exact configurations.
The design build process calls for the design to occur as funds become available for each segment of the project. Phase one of the project is located between Ilex Avenue and 29th Street. State funds specifically marked for bridge repairs and collected through vehicle registrations will pay for work on the Ilex Bridge and Interchange. DeHart says he expects work on the Ilex Interchange to begin in the spring, cost about $30 million, and take about a year and a half. The total cost of the two-phase project was estimated at $800 million in 2010. CDOT is taking public comments on the project's final environmental impact statement through October 15th. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.